the police. The understanding a department, then the policy ethatha isikhathi eside ukuthi baze bayenze, like the scholar transport, it has taken them too long to come up with that policy. Then this weekend,
what I don't understand, Chairperson, is that maybe this policy is focusing on the second, on the certain class of people. Because when it comes to me having my billions or millions, or I'm a farmer, I just want to develop, to build my house there on the mountain, the policy doesn't apply. Like this one of 200 cars before a road can be constructed in the rural areas. What about the farmers who are staying there in the mountain? What do you call the places where they are staying? Farms. Farms and rural areas are almost the same. But this policy does not apply to them. It applies to the rural people. So I don't understand our policies, if it is ours. But because we didn't formulate these policies, I think we need to repeal them. I agree with you, Chairperson, on that one, 100%. Because if it's policy, it must affect everyone. But these policies are affecting the people in the rural areas. And when it comes to clinics, the same policies apply. When it comes to school, the very same policies apply. But for those who are stinking rich, these policies doesn't apply to them. So, Chairperson, it's a serious matter which we need to tackle it forward. Thank you, Chair.
Chair, I think I'm the happiest granny today that we have mentioned this. Chairperson, I'm sure you remember when I came back this January, February or so. It's not a story, it is something that happened. It was so painful. I was really praying day and night on a Christmas day because it affected me. Umtanawa, my own daughter was trapped in this, only 200 cars. It was raining in the Eastern Cape. And but because she is married to that area, she had to go for Christmas. Well, they did go. And most unfortunately, she got sick. Nothing could be done. They cannot call a doctor. The doctor couldn't reach that area. Nothing could, and she was sick. I even called Kwenyana and I said, let me bring a jeep. Maybe it will help, but Mama, the jeep won't help. You won't be able to drive a jeep. That is outside of Uvapa. It was bad, really. But to Tikoke, women's kutalulame. Then today, if we're discussing such things, Nalendo 200,000 and I a city, Mama, will never have a road because we don't have 200 cars. I'm so happy, really. I don't know. When you gave me Lendoye infrastructure, these gravel roads, it affected me because I stay there. I know what is happening. And it is in my heart now. When there's a bicycle, there's a bully and there's a cat. I'm now for gravel roads, for infrastructure. We are on the right track. You are on the right track by introducing this. I'm really happy because we all agree and it is going to happen. Whether I'm no longer there, but Iyawuhlala ihlelukuthi she was part of the discussion. Yalendo, and now it is happening. It is it. And the second thing that I will never forget is your report. That is not a story. It's something that happens to people and nobody cares about it. Oh, Messiah is Bethlehem, Wahlala Lapaya, Ufile, and then, and the next one, and the next. Yes, and Twizinjalo and Patakaplungu Kabi. But today, here we are. We are Kunyenzu Kutwa. There is light at the end of every tunnel. We are now seeing the light, and things are going to happen. Thank you very much, Nozabel, because you are, I know, we are going to push it. And you're targeting a apostle, you are pushing.
Thank you. For me, this meeting was the most important meeting. Because we are not discussing any presentation. We are reflecting on what is happening in areas where people we represent live. What is it that they are experiencing? I think it is one of the most important meetings. I also want to say that kukhona sometimes things that a vocabulary and a terminology that we use sometimes it creates into is ibe acceptable kube sengathi right. Like to say that ukushayisana when two cars collide, we say that is an accident when one of the drivers is reckless. To me, it is not an accident. It is only an accident to the party who was not reckless. Lo obengekho reckless, it's not an accident to him. We have never sat as this committee on our own kungekho official to discuss how we are going to deal with the issue of fatal accidents. This weekend alone, how many people in Mzimkhulu? 11. Kwenye indawo kwaZulu, 17. In total, 17, just one weekend. See, my mother died at age 98. By that time, I was already a member of parliament. I'm the last born. Kumam Keys. Now, there are times, even today, when I am faced with challenges of life. I think of my mother and say, if she was still alive, I would go to her, sit down with her. I am talking of a person who lived until I became who who I am today. Who did everything that a parent would do for a child. I still find a gap when I am faced with challenges. Equally so when I am happy about my achievements. I feel like I wish my mother was here to witness what I've just achieved. Let us think of a child whose parent wakes up in the morning, goes to work, then that child in the afternoon, 8 years old, 10 years old, 11 years old, the parent has died in a kombi, in a truck, because one reckless person, 17 people died because one or two reckless, negligent people who don't want to respect the laws of the country and other people's lives. For how long can we be subjected to those conditions? Even if we were to employ traffic cops, we would not be able to have a traffic cop in each and every car. But there is technology out there. Yes, Magui Panoi. When an aeroplane has crashed, so again a traffic cop lab, there's only one instrument that they look for. They don't care about any other thing, the black box. Because the black box will tell what happened. A similar, I am saying, in my view, a similar instrument can be installed in a car and make it possible. Good. Even if we did not catch you today, when we stop you tomorrow or 5 days after, we can see that you violate how many traffic offenses you committed and charge you for all of them. And save many lives and pain from many, many families. So that when we do that, we can then say, you are no longer fit to drive a car, we take the license away. But we can't be subjected to a situation where we have to spend 40 billion rands every year just on fatal accidents, instead of building this infrastructure that we are talking about. People who speed and drive cars at 182 kilometers an hour are those that are driving in tarred roads, not those that are driving in gravel roads. So I am linking that to where the money will come from. It will come from us responding decisively to issues that are eating money that should be spent on development. Instead of spending money on development and building the road infrastructure in the rural areas, we are spending 40 billion on fatal accidents, nursing abantu abangawuhloniphiyo umthetho. The last one, Honorable Duma, is in relation to maritime. 1993, the then South African government took a decision to sell 57 ships that were owned by South Africa. Yabona ke imsebenzi esingayicreate lapha kwa maritime between now and 2022 is 450,000 jobs can be created through maritime if we were to focus on the strategy that SAMHSA is proposing. In one day, 1,900 ships travel along our seas. They bring goods of more than 200 million tons to South Africa. We are not participating in that. When I was having tea outside, I met the chairperson of the house. We talked briefly about maritime. And he said they were in Guha. And were informed that there is an accident that happened where a crane fell on top of the containers that were being offloaded from a ship, and then a ship was damaged. Because we no longer have shipyards in South Africa to repair and maintain the ships, that ship had to be pulled to be repaired in another area, lost opportunity for job creation. I'm raising this issue because there is a need for us to focus on maritime transportation and pave a way for South Africa to play a meaningful role and take advantage of opportunities that are there in the maritime industry, including the skills development. I'm also raising these issues because we are going to strategic planning a workshop on the 16th and 17th, where we need to be really sharp and look at what will be presented to us by the department and entities and see how that relates to the challenges that this country seeks to address. It's your area.
Chair, I think we as South Africa are living so many opportunities created by our sea for job creation and the fight against poverty and unemployment by not using our sea. If South Africa could have used the sea, we would have been one of the best countries in the world by using the sea only. We could have provided many opportunities for the African countries for using the sea. In fact, it is so unfortunate, Chair, that we're not using the sea. I was looking at bio that biodiversity, it's a huge sector, biodiversity, and South Africans are not participating in biodiversity. In fact, it is foreigners that are participating in that area of looking at plants and animals in the sea. It's such a huge area, Chairperson, and South Africans are not interested in using the plants and animals in the sea. The second is the fisheries. It is again foreigners that are you taking everything that South Africa has to develop their own countries. We South Africans are not really interested. We only interested in the big fisheries. And we are also preventing our own people, our own